Hi, it's Angie Austin. Okay, seriously, I kid you not. My hair has been a problem since I was a teenager. Thin and limp and just blah looking. And now my hair has never looked better. So I want to tell you about Ovation products because I love them. And with Mom's Day around the corner, I want to tell you about a Mother's Day gift set. It comes with a new...
Annoying. Let you have deductions. Lots. Yeah.
It's very complicated. It's pages and pages and pages and pages. And you have to have somebody help you with them. You can't even do them.
Because of a holiday...
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hi, this is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. It's about 3:01 in the afternoon on August 24th. I hope you're enjoying this end of summer type of, yeah, I guess I should say end of August because summer doesn't end until September 21st, but it's just beautiful out. We've had some really great weather lately. I'm going to give you an update on the forecast if you're listening in our area, which is central New Jersey. Tonight, mostly clear with a low about 59. Chance of slight showers on Thursday after 2 in the afternoon, but mostly sunny with a high of 87. On Thursday night, chance of showers and thunderstorms again before 2 a.m., mostly cloudy, the low about 69. Friday is going to be a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 again, but mostly sunny with a high of 91. And then mostly clear on Friday night with a low about 68. Sunny and a high about 89 on Saturday, which is going to be a great weekend. Mostly clear with a low about 66 on Saturday night. Mostly sunny with a high again of 88 on Sunday and partly cloudy with a low about 67 on Sunday night. Then it goes back to a chance of showers and thunderstorms, but partly sunny with a high about 88 and a low about 67 on Monday. So we're going to go to our last break real quick here on Talented People, and we are going to have a conversation with Jim Lynch. He is the president of Regional Personnel in Lebanon, New Jersey, and he has so much to tell you about staffing agencies, how they work, trends, finding candidates, and all the rest. So stay with us. It's just a short break. Thanks for listening to Talented People.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is Talented People. It's 3:03 on August 24th. Hope you're having a great day. I'm in studio today with a very special guest. His name is Jim Lynch, and he's the president of Regional Personnel in Lebanon, New Jersey, which is the only personnel company serving the greater Hunterdon area. And, you know, it's kind of interesting because Hunterdon is such a large space and it's such an affluent area in this across the country. So wherever you're listening to, you can also rely on Regional Personnel to help guide you through your needs. But we're going to talk today about some generic stuff. And if you're out there listening in Hunterdon County, you should know that this is the staffing, premier staffing company in the area. And they're right here in Lebanon. So Jim, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. Jim, let's start off with you telling us a little bit about who you are. Tell us about you.
So I started out in the pharmaceutical industry about 28 years ago, and one thing I learned very early is I needed to manage my own career. And as a result of that, I learned a lot of things that were, you know, the right things to do, not necessarily the wrong things to do. But it helped me quite a bit. And I started realizing that a lot of people were asking for guidance. And so that's kind of the basis of where I am today, 28 years later.
Well, how did you specifically get into the regional personnel?
Ah, good question. Well, I was actually out and about doing a lot of consulting for various clients, and I was also doing permanent placements, which I've done for the last 15 years as a sidebar.
Mm-hmm.
And what I really wanted to do is get back to doing just staffing and recruiting.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that the platform that Regional Personnel Services provided was perfect because they had a very long history, 18 years in Hunterdon County area doing staffing for all the companies and businesses in and around the greater Hunterdon area. And I was doing things around the country for permanent placement. So it was a great opportunity to get back into what I really truly love to do and marry up the, you know, the permanent placement direct hire piece of it, which Regional did for 18 years, but it was a small piece of the business. So it's a perfect platform for me to get in to enjoy and grow the things that I love to do. And helping people is the best thing in the world. I can't believe I get paid for it sometimes, you know.
I know, because you are so generous with your information like today. You know, you're going to be doing some ratings for the Hunterdon Chamber newsletters and so on, mm-hmm. too. Giving away is always the best. Let's just, for the sake of those out there that are listening, is there an ideal type of company or size of company, just in case people are listening, that they may fall into that you actually specialize in?
Well, it's almost easier to say what we don't do.
Okay.
Because we have every size company, every industry. And that was the other thing that was attractive about Regional Personnel. It was across all industries because, you know, certain industries are taking a hit right now. We just move along. So it's anywhere from, you know, the one-person company to the 200-person companies. And it's, if they have a challenge, I would just suggest come talk to us. And if we can't do it, we can't do it. But a lot of times, Jeannie, we become advisors and guidance. And guide them through a process, even though we don't get the search. We'll talk them through it. We'll take time and say, you know, we might not be the right people to do it. And we have other companies that we can actually vet them over to and say, you know, if you need warehousing, for example, Jeannie, we don't do warehousing.
Mm-hmm.
We don't do that because if anyone's near a forklift, we don't have the insurance to cover it.
Oh, if they do something.
And the other thing we don't do is medical. If you touch people or diagnose people, we don't have the coverage to do that either. Mm-hmm. We focus in on office staff predominantly, but we get calls for bookkeepers, paralegals, anything inside.
Mm-hmm. What about when you were saying before about, like, challenges? We're going to get to trends actually and hurdles, but like, can you give us a typical day, like where a company calls you and has a challenge that you guys address mm-hmm. regularly?
Every day is a different day, mm-hmm. and every call is a different call, and every need is a different need. So we sit down, we talk about it as a team. We have a really great group of people that work there, and they're very creative and innovative, and we do a conference call. Sometimes we go out to the client site. If we really feel that we can help them and sit down and sit with the staff, sit with the people who would be interviewing, sit with the hiring manager, and really start plugging away at why they have this need, what's this person going to be doing, and like you said, take me through a day. And then sometimes you look at the job description they send over and say, this isn't really what you need, because that's our instructions.
Wow.
So sometimes we throw them out and we start over again and say, look, this is what's on paper. But I know you're a better fit because you bring this, 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 and this. You might be a little short on this piece.
Mm-hmm.
So it's you could become an intermediary in a way. So, the perfect client, the perfect opportunity. It's just if I hear there's a problem, I love it.
Like what?
A lot of times people come and say, I made a bad hire.
Oh.
I made a terrible hire.
Really?
Every day.
Mm-hmm.
Every business owner I talk to, they've had some experience. I mean, we've all worked with recruiters. In fact, I saw a stat the other day that 4 in 10 people have used a staffing company for themselves or for their company somewhere along the way. But that said, it's more of trying to figure out what's the real problem. And sometimes we walk away and say, you know, if you move some of these responsibilities around, you don't need another headcount. And sometimes that happens. We
wow.
walk away from work and we become advisors. And you know who they're going to come back to because
right.
we're good and we advise them. We're not there to sell. We're trying
right.
to fix things for them. And that's, I think that comes, Jeannie, from my background. I come from a consulting background. I did it for years. And a lot of times you walk into a client, they know they have a problem, but they haven't defined it yet.
Mm-hmm.
So you walk into this opportunity and say, what's the problem? You sort of ask a lot of questions about, what's the issue? Why do they have this issue? What happened so far? Did they try to find somebody? And many times they're like, we had a fill and it was a disaster and I spent an awful lot of time trying to train the person that wasn't the right fit or work them out of the company again, because it wasn't the right fit. So,
well, that's so interesting that you say that, because I do agree with you. Like, it's almost like you say, as a consultant, in a way, it's like an attorney. Your relationships last over time with your customers, and they may not need you 1 week, but they may need you five times the next year, right? Mm-hmm. So give us a little sense, because I know those out there, our listeners, are smart people, and I think they get intimidated by the thought of reaching out to certain types of businesses, like a staffing company or a consulting situation, because they might be feeling there's some kind of financial commitment that's required, and it may be in their head so much more expensive than really what the cost versus the return is. Mm-hmm. Can you just give a little insight on that?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question, because more and more we have people coming to us who have never used an agency before.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very interesting, because you got to stop and say, you got to start over again. You can't just don't jump into it with people who have used this before. Because people who know the brand around the Hunterdon County say, oh, regional, perfect, go to them. They know, they get it. But sometimes we have to stop. We have a long engagement letter that explains all their options. For example, we could do temporary, temp to hire, and permanent. There's a whole set of circumstances under which you'd use either one of those as a service offering from us. So we start from the top. We start from the beginning and say, you know, maybe this is, for example, let me give you a perfect example. Some of the smaller companies that are, you know, kind of mom and pop, maybe a family-owned business, a lot of times you do not want to make a bad hire with five people in there. One person could be a very, and it takes things sideways for a long time, and it's hard to correct time, everything else. And a lot of times we'll suggest doing a temp to hire. Mm-hmm. See if it fits. See if it fits the candidate. Because one of the things that one of the basis upon which regional was formed is to fit the culture. So I found, you know, you go into, say you find five law offices, you go into all five of them, and there's a different feel. There's a different culture in every one of them, a different mm-hmm. vibe. And then you go down the road, and there's a distributor, and that's more industrial. So we kind of match that up with the kind of people that would be like, you know, that's not for me. I don't really want to have a pair of jeans and run out to the warehouse and help unpack jeans. We've had that. And others are, you know, I strictly want to stay inside. Or, hey, I don't mind. I'll go out and do that too. So it's we have a deep database, and we keep a lot of information about every candidate. So we kind of know, you know, what's a good fit, especially when you go and deploy this person over and over and over and over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you get to know the candidates.
Yes.
And you understand their traits and what they did successfully, and mm-hmm. you can tell where they'd be a good fit for it, the employer, and you do all that work for them.
Exactly.
You know what? I want everybody to remember what we're doing and who we're talking to right now. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People, and our guest today is the president of Regional Personnel here in Hunterdon County, the only staffing agency in Hunterdon County, in Lebanon, New Jersey. And he's talking to us about the work that they have, but I do want you to know about him, because a lot of times people, they don't know where to start. They just check out maybe the classifieds or Craigslist or something looking for a candidate, and they're going to end up wasting time and money at the end of the day when, like you said, your relationships are long. You know, you can talk to a customer and get them to know you. They may not even need you for 6 months or whatever, but at least we want you to know that you're Jim Lynch, regional mm-hmm. personnel here in Hunterdon County. That's at least my goal today, because I find the whole industry of placing people and that turnover, we're going to talk about it, how much it costs and some of the hurdles and trends as soon as we get back from our break. So it is 3:13 already on August 24th. Hope you're having a great day. Thanks for listening, and we'll be right back after a quick break.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
All right, welcome back to the show. It's Talented People. It's 3:15 on August 24th. Hope you're enjoying the great weather and the nice day. We have a guest in studio here from Hunterdon County. He's the only staffing agency serving the needs of the greater Hunterdon and surrounding areas, and his name is Jim Lynch. He's the president. Jim, we were talking about just basic, you know, I want to say staffing for dummies. For me, that's what I am. And just getting to the basics as to who it is, you know, what do you guys do? You talked about some things like, you know, temp to hire and permanent. Can you clarify a little bit of your language? And then we want to hear about some of the hurdles about finding great candidates and also landing them.
Yeah, it's again, a lot of people have never used a staffing agency before. So it's not, this is a very common question. And they want to know how much, they want to know what they're going to get for it, they want to know why. And we usually start from the top and say, well, these are the offerings, and there's a guarantee many times, and it makes them feel more comfortable, because a lot of people have come and they've had very bad experiences with staffing agents, including moi, you know, and being a candidate.
Sure.
And I think that's one of the things why we're different, is because we're, I used to say, mistreated by the biggest and the smallest recruiters in the world for 30 years. And
funny.
So I'm like, you know, so I get it. So, you know, one of the things that you know, we try to do is say, look, you know, what have you done so far, and how has it failed you? Because everyone has a different experience. So then we know, Jeannie, where to dive in and explain that. And then you talk to the numbers. You talk to their budget, and you say, this is what it would cost, and this is what we get. And the way we structure it is we don't get paid. There's two ways to do it, but most times we don't do retainers necessarily. We do them once in a while if they're really, really hard. And the structure of that, Jeannie, is that you get paid monthly, regardless of results and performance, which is very dangerous. I always don't like to necessarily do them. I like to set up where it's a risk share. You can get paid a little bit up front to offset your costs, mm-hmm. but you don't get the final third until you deliver. And that's kind of very – it gets them engaged because a lot of people will say, oh, you know, I don't pay you until you solve my problem. And you're like, yep, yeah, I'm taking all the risk here. And sometimes we just can't find the right candidate. But we took all the risk. We put in all the time, and they've spent nothing, which is fine. But most times there's such a need, we'll figure it out. It's very rare we don't fill a position. Mm-hmm. It might take a little time, a couple of cycles. But it's very, very, very rare. We can't find somebody.
Well, in this economy, is it like there's so many people out there that are looking for work that you have choices? Or explain it, because we don't know anything.
Well, that's a great question. And many times you have to look at their expectations. There's people there. There's people out there. It's just, what do they expect? The employer may have expectations that are too rigid. And we sometimes have to come in and renegotiate the profile and say, I know what you're looking for. And that's why it's so important to go in up front and have that conversation with everybody. Go see the site. Go talk to everyone, because we're going off of a recipe that they've created. And then we say, look, this is what the market can bear. This is what we found. These people are right here. They're available. And sometimes the profile is off. Sometimes the dollars are off in terms of salary. Sometimes the benefits are off. And sometimes we find somebody that's perfect, but they can't move because the distance is too far, and there's other mitigating circumstances. And that's why I think the value that we bring a lot of times is we learn what's not on the resume,
that's what we bring back to them. We get into the personality. We get into their, you know, their day. You know, you go to work to go home and have a family and pay for your mortgage. Mm-hmm. And that's not on the resume. But a lot of times we come back and say, this is what you asked for, employer. But look, this is what we found. And we can give them kind of a range of skills. This is someone with 3 years experience. Here's somebody for 10 years experience. And this is what they require in terms of compensation. This one's this far, this far, this far. And they're not available. They are available. This is what they need in terms of time. They need to be out by 4 o'clock. So it's a constant negotiation both ways. Because then we have to turn to the candidate and say, well, we got you this, 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 and this. So it's almost like being in arbitration.
Yeah, or I was going to say like a real estate broker. You know, you're like you're trying to sell the house. You're trying to buy the buyer and the seller have to be together and agree on it. What about like our candidates that you bring to some of the employers that you represent? Are they already working somewhere else, or do they have? Is there
both?
And you find them anyway, right?
Yep, they're both. Mm-hmm. And we really just look at the best fit culturally and skill set, so they can jump in. I mean, our job is we're successful if we hit it right and they get in and day one they're valuable to the company. You know, that means the company instructed us correctly. They knew what they needed, and they stayed engaged in the process, because you can run into negotiation fatigue. You can run into search fatigue. It goes on too long.
Right. Or they just take anybody because they're just, like you said, fatigued. And they just take. And then also I can just picture like the fact that, you know, with your candidates and you, like you said, you get to know them and you know their skill sets. So if one of your clients comes along and happens to ask for somebody that you know can fill the shoes of someone who's maybe on maternity leave or something, just short term, but actually, like you said, bring value the first day, they may be completely trained in this exact system that they're working with, and that is where the money is also saved. Yep. I mean, it's just, you know, the time that it takes a small business owner like myself to train is just so, that's an obstacle in itself. You could bring someone in who could just walk it through and bring even more information and other companies' insights to the table.
No, absolutely. And that's where the value chain, you know, the value creation occurs, is that moment. And they're not always a perfect fit. Mm-hmm. So the learning curve and setting the expectation is always a very important thing for an employer, not to be surprised and say, oh, I didn't know that they couldn't do this. And that's what I think we vet. We vet the fit, the overall match, so there's no surprises at the end of the day. And, you know, our mantra is always, you know, no surprises. You know, we're totally open and transparent to both the candidate and the employer. And if they want to get together and form an agreement, and an employment opportunity, that's for them. We try not to force anything. There's just no reason to do that. That's short term.
Right. And then again, if your reputation is probably built on the matches and the ones that last or that made a value, a difference to the companies, because they'll be the first ones coming back to you for additional candidates.
Yep. And, you know, we just had this come up the other day where our other mantra is we get out of the way when we're in the way. We try not to stay in the middle, because I've been on that side where I couldn't talk to my hiring manager. I had to go through the recruiter. And our thing is we get out of the way. Mm-hmm. We put them together and we say, ask away. This is a two-way street. Interview them and interview their employer and interview the candidate. Mm-hmm. Ask everything. This is your chance. Be ready. Have questions, but have real questions. I mean, you got to have questions about your next employer. You know?
Right.
And so, and then we usually get back involved in the process at the end if there's an offer, because we're unemotional. Sometimes it can be very emotional.
Right.
And they'll say, oh, that's not what I wanted. Mm-hmm. I know I didn't, you know. And the employer says, well, that's a fair market value. And we take the emotion out of it. We keep it on track, because it can go off the rails
quickly. Completely. You can think of it in our work. Colleen and I have our publishing company, and we work with authors, and we have to match those authors. And after we get their first, you know, kind of information to the publishers, they need to meet each other so that they can work out the details. And then hopefully it's match.com, right? What about one thing you mentioned that I think would be fun to share with our listeners is when you were saying, oh, well, I'm sure you have some questions for your new employer. Can you give us some ideas of some questions that candidates have asked their employers that people are usually afraid to ask or don't realize they can ask? And it's like, you know, you're the expert here. Mm-hmm. So it's like people, you know, they're just intimidated by, you know, oh my God, I might not get the job in the first place. What if I ask a question, went too many, put me over the top? What kind of questions are cool that people can ask and that you see all the time?
I'll tell you one that I don't see all the time, but I should see all the time is,
perfect.
You know, you're talking to your future
hiring manager and you say, how do we know I'm going to be successful? What's going to make someone in this role successful, in your opinion? How are we going to know that? And that's where you start building kind of an expectation, and it's almost a verbal contract to say, in 3 months, if you do this, this, and this, I will think you're a perfect hire and this and that. But it's an open dialogue. And the other thing I tell, especially the younger ones coming through, I tell them that first day, the most important question you can ask for is, if I'm stuck or I'm lost in this idea or whatever it is you're asking me to do, who do I go talk to? Because in the matrix organizations now, your boss is not necessarily the person who's waiting for you to do something, the deliverable.
Right.
And you got to be able to bridge a lot of gaps. And that's one thing I did early in my career. I found ways to go find a lot of people across the organization who did parts of what I was doing. And I went and talked to every one of them along the whole supply chain, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to know people. You get to know what they really need. So I know what I'm getting from them, because you're adding value to whatever report you're putting out on the market or supply chain or an issue with manufacturing. And then it goes to somebody else. You're not necessarily the one fixing. You're just a little cog in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to tell, especially the younger ones who are coming out of academia,
mm-hmm.
I said, try to understand where you fit in the whole thing. Go talk to everybody along the whole process and say, well, where's this piece go after that? And who gives me this? And I think a lot of times you find you can be more valuable if you understand where you fit. And that's not always coming from your boss. That's
right.
Not always coming from that person.
Right.
And in the smaller organizations, 1 to 5 people, mm-hmm. You know, they're right there. You can go over and say, you know, this is kind of what I think I heard. Go up to them after 3 or 4 hours or 2 or 3 days, whatever it is, and say, this is where I'm headed before the process, the product is over or the project is over, the deliverable is packaged and given to them, and find out if you're on track. But it starts the dialogue and say, man, this person really wants to be successful here.
I love it. I think that's just amazing words of wisdom. And I do think people would like to hear more from you. Maybe you could put another blog out or something that does talk about, you know, some of the questions that you don't hear, like you said, that you should hear.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know people, they just don't know what to do. It's like, you know, they want the job on mm-hmm. the wanting the job side. And on the other side, it's like, you know, you're going to the king, the employer, and mm-hmm. you don't want to mess it up. So tell us a little bit about some of the hurdles as to, you know, landing the great candidates. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, sure. It's, it's every search genie is different.
Mm-hmm.
Every search is different, and the market's changing weekly. You know, people now, I'm finding, you know, the market is heating up because people are having multiple opportunities, multiple offers. So time is going to kill a mm-hmm. deal. So you have to be, one of the hurdles is to move fast. And engage in the conversation between the two entities, the employer and the employee, potential employee. And then if it's a go, don't drag your feet.
Mm-hmm.
Get them engaged, get the offer to them, and start that process, because that's a whole end run process in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
People usually don't take the first offer anyway.
Right.
So that's a hurdle. Right now, I think it's finding people within a commutable distance to places in Hunterdon. I mean, that's the other thing. You know, there's a lot of little companies tucked away, and a lot of people are, you know, you talk to Joe Peters, they're moving out to Pennsylvania, and they don't want to go beyond, say, you know, Clinton area or even Bridgewater, be too far. So it's a commutable distance. It's the cost of living,
mm-hmm.
where they are and how it's going to be. So I think there's a lot of candidates out there, but the more specific the requirements and the skill sets that are needed to do the job, it goes down and gets narrowed very quickly. But if you throw a radius around a commutable distance, which I think is like 20 miles
right.
in New Jersey,
right,
which
right.
usually means 40-minute drive.
Yeah, is that the average? Is that right?
That's about acceptable to most people
mm-hmm.
right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go to an hour, people are not going to – they're not going to change
mm-hmm.
unless they need to do it. So then the negotiation becomes, can they work from 9 to – 6.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about this. You said something about some people want to be off at 4 and you got to go back. What's that like when you're asking for things like that? I'm asking you this first from the perspective of the candidate, and then second from the reaction and perspective of the employer. How mm-hmm. do they take this?
It's surprisingly well.
Really?
For the right person.
Really?
Yep, absolutely.
I love it. Listen, guys out there, this is good information. I love all of this. Jim Lynch is the president of Regional Personnel in Lebanon, New Jersey, the only staffing company in the area. So go ahead, Jim. Let's hear.
You know, that's for the right person. And flexibility is key now, especially with people. A lot of people are coming back online, meaning their children are in junior high and they want to supplement incomes and they have to be out by 3. But if you look at the background, the skill sets and experiences that they've had, it's phenomenal. I mean, it's really phenomenal, the backgrounds that these people bring to the table. And the employers are willing to do anything to get them on board. And with telecommuting now, I mean, they can work from home certain hours.
How is that? Well, tell us about that, what the trends are with that. You've seen it probably from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And so share with us telecommuting in general.
It's not perfect, mm-hmm. but it's usually a concession. Because it's so much easier. You learn so much quicker when you're walking the hallways and you're talking to the people. So the learning curve can be a little bit stunted if you're not there.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times the concession is you have to come and be in the office for the first X number of weeks to understand the business. Unless they come from the industry and they have a deep experience in the industry and they're doing a very, very specific project that has very clear deliverables. And then you see it end of the week, end of the month, end of the day, the deliverable gets sent. But it's a lot of times now we're asked for people that need to be there, like office managers.
Mm-hmm.
They have to manage people. If you have mm-hmm. to manage people, you have to be on site.
Right.
So it's those other ones where they have a lot of experience in the industry and the project is very, very well defined. They can work from home away.
And like as far as the position of these types of people, I understand salespeople, they're typically out of the office selling.
Mm-hmm.
What types of positions are more likely to be telecommuting acceptable positions, understanding what you're saying about the office manager and so on?
If there's some sort of hard copy like proofreading mm-hmm. things, and it's clearly a something that's almost tangible in mm-hmm. a way, because that's a deliverable,
mm-hmm.
and everyone knows it got done. Here it is. Here's the work product.
Mm-hmm.
If it's less tangible, the less likely it's going to be telecommutable.
Right. No, it totally makes sense. It's just interesting to see how this has evolved over the years, because I mean, I remember when it first started, it was like some people were just like, you know, you have to have the discipline and all this other stuff. And now, you know, you can be your own office mm-hmm. with a computer, with mm-hmm. a phone, and as long as you can get it done, you know, you could do it almost any time.
Mm-hmm.
So, just interesting trends wise. Anything else like that that you would like to share, just as far as like situations that make sense for both the candidate and the employer? And the situations that come to you as the employer that they're looking for.
Yeah, and maybe bridging on that a little bit more is that more and more employers and more employees are willing to meet in the middle in terms of time. I only want to commit 4 hours a day. We have people come to us and say, listen, I really want to bring someone in 20 hours a week. And the first question is, can they do it in 8, 8, 8 and, you know, 4? Or can they do it 4 hours a day all week? And that's where you start building the flexibility that's going to meet the person's,
mm-hmm.
Meet their family life balance. Because, again, everyone's trying to figure that out.
I'm going to ask this question because it makes total sense to what you just said. Being an entrepreneur myself and knowing that I have to be able to do what has to be done and knowing that if I were really working 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, sometimes entrepreneurs work 90. Like they say, I'd rather work 90 to give up working 40, whatever. Entrepreneurs still need staffing situations. So mm-hmm. I'm talking out there to you guys all if you're working or not. But I am curious as to, have you noticed a change in the amount of like the 8 hour work week? Like you were talking about 20 hours. Like, is it because you can get so much more done or is it because they don't need that much time? Can you explain that a little bit better?
It's usually two things. It's usually budgetary.
Okay.
And it's also testing the waters for a new role in the company.
Mm-hmm.
For example, there's a small CPA firm not far, and the owner, who's the mostly, I think it's 5 people in this office with his accountants, he has been doing on his own telemarketing.
Mm-hmm.
And he's spending all this countless time looking at those lists and cold calling. And he finally realized that if he taught someone who could at least understand the basis of his business, who could get meetings.
Mm-hmm.
And he needs this person to come in to take it off his back. And, you know, he structured quite interestingly because he's like, I don't care, 20 hours a week, And then there's a bonus built on top of that for every meeting this person gets. And they get a bigger bonus if he actually lands the client. So I think it's some of the business owners are saying.
Can I apply?
Yeah. It's still open.
Not now.
Yeah, yeah. But it's like those sort of things are very creative. And I think more and more company owners are coming to us for help to think these things through and say, is this crazy? No, it's not at all. Let's see what we can find. And sometimes you have to go back.
See, this is very important information out there for our listeners and those companies that are there because, like, okay, I've just learned that I don't have to, you know, I want to meet you anyway. I want to know you. I want you to know who I am. Mm-hmm. And I don't mind if you call me. If even I don't call you back, I want you to know that I need staffing. I need regional personnel. I know I'm going to. So this is why I'm feeling so great to know that I have a partner in the county that mm-hmm. I can look to when I need you. Mm-hmm. I'm now learning that I don't even have to necessarily look for what the word full-time, mm-hmm. you know, candidates. Because you're saying, I don't know what that word is anymore. Like, it could be a difference. It doesn't have to be what we consider full-time and all the obligations that I'm assuming would go with that. Like, I want the right person.
Yep.
If you get the right person and they're worth the money because they can do the work and they're doing it, then that is the perfect situation. But mm-hmm. this is why this conversation is so interesting is because we're being brought up to date on what traditionally used to be out there versus what is going on now, especially mm-hmm. if you're not using a staffing agency. And I just think it's invaluable information.
Yeah, we had a chiropractor come to us not too long ago, and he had very, very specific needs. And he said it was more the personality was very, very important for this person to be the office staff, the manager, but also receive people who aren't feeling very well. And this is how he explained it to me. He goes, we're a caring organization. We have a big, big practice. And by the way, if they know this software, the bookkeeping software, that'd be a bonus. Well, my account manager hit it out of the park. She found this person who came from a chiropractor's office, was looking for something to do within a commutable distance. They met, and they almost just started working together right there. So those kind of days are really, really rewarding. Every day is rewarding, but that one's very rewarding.
Yeah, no, and I can picture also, like you said, like the person that you brought to them, it was compassionate as an individual, had they look a sincere mm-hmm. interest, sincerity, and I guess just mm-hmm. the work.
And you know what part of that is? The magic in that is that we learn what's not on the resume.
Yeah.
And a lot of times they use Craigslist. You go back to the, what have you done so far? I use Craigslist or I use ZipRecruiter or Indeed. Okay. That's sometimes where we have to start too.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all the legwork. The personality comes out from conversations, multiple conversations, because everyone's good at one, you know, for an hour. It's just having multiple conversations with that person. And there's little indicators with, you know, we're asking them to follow up and get something back to us, and they hide, or I say disappear. They disappear for 3 or 4 days. They're not so engaged.
Right.
When someone turns around and, like, you know, 14 minutes later and the resume is back or, you know, the answer is back, they're engaged. They are interested in – they're generally interested and they have their own momentum and excitement about it. And if you're trying to get somebody excited about an opportunity, it's not the right opportunity in their mind.
Right.
So you that's can, where you we, can, do, again, we make you have our like, money there
right.
because we spend an inordinate amount of time in conversation with candidates. But it starts with a conversation with the client.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, and then you're the expert at this because it's what you all do all day. Where that mm-hmm. I could picture someone, you know, being promoted into a position of hiring manager who may not have been in this position. You can think of a million reasons. Somebody got sick. Something didn't work out. And then all of a sudden, you know, the person has to be qualified enough to find those individuals mm-hmm. that are not going to cause them more, oh, I trained you and now you're not working out.
Mm-hmm.
Like the stats must be extraordinary on how your regional personnel services candidates actually can be placed and then stay because it is such a process.
Yeah, and you know, the other thing too is that with a deep database, it's almost like a baseball analogy where I'll give you a perfect example, like leave of absence for military leave, for maternity leave, sick leave. Some of the, like the medical community, some of the medical practices, hospitals and things like that, that's a big issue.
Mm-hmm.
When these people go out on maternity leave or sick leave or military leave, there could be a sudden gap of 3 to 6 months. And if you have people that have experience in the medical community, in the medical services somehow, they understand that piece of it. So, mm-hmm. you know, we have this database of people who could actually step in and do that. So it's this whole leave of absence piece.
That's huge.
We're turning it over constantly mm-hmm. and constantly and redeploying people inside, you know, some of the large, like the medical centers and things like that. Mm-hmm. We have to figure that out.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's already so close to the end of the show, and I just wanted to find out if you'd like to add anything else for everybody out there to know. I definitely want everybody to know that we're talking again to Jim Lynch. He's the president of our Hunterdon County, our only staffing agency, regional personnel in Lebanon, about some of the services they provide. But, you know, the goal of this conversation is really so if you're listening out there as an employer, that you'll reach out so that you can meet Jim, and you can understand how hand-holding his company is to yours, regardless of the size here in Hunterdon County. They'll find the placements, those that will stay with you for the long term and mm-hmm. be mutually rewarding and bring value. Yep. And then on the candidate side, certainly let Jim know if you're around and you're interested in the services that they provide. But mm-hmm. okay, Jim?
Yeah, so one of the things we want to do is to start engaging conversation with some of the employers that understand the changing needs in Hunterdon County. And one of the things we have right now, we're running a special. You can call us and schedule a half-hour consultation with one of us to just tell us what's going on and what the issues are and what you can have and what the options are for you. So we're running that through September 15th right now. So, you know, call the number and someone will answer. We'll schedule it and we'll have a half-hour chat.
Is there a cost for the consultation?
No, it's free.
Oh, that's wonderful. And you can go on location perhaps? Depending on the size of the firm, or they come to your office?
Well, this is by phone.
Oh, by phone. No, that's perfectly great. No, that makes it even easier for our listeners out there. Also, can you really quickly give your Twitter handle and the best way that someone might want to email you so that if they do want to take advantage of this, get to know you?
Yep.
The half hour on the phone, are you kidding me? Call.
Yeah. It's so the email is jim@regionalpersonnel.com. So it's the name of the company. And the Twitter is @hire_regionalNJ.
Okay, great. So anything else you want to leave everybody out there with?
And it's 908-534-8113 is the number. Just call us.
That's great.
Figure it out.
It's very, very easy to find your building right there on 22 over there in Lebanon, right in the Victor Rotolo law offices.
Right across from the Spinning Wheel Diner.
Oh, perfect. Yep. Serving the whole area of Greater Hunterdon County as well as surrounding areas. So get in touch. If you're an employer, again, there's a special going on through, what was the date again?
September 15th.
September 15th, for that you get a free half-hour conversation on the phone just to get to know each other so that you know something's going to happen. Things always happen in the office. There's always something going on. Someone's got something else. They decide to leave, maybe have a baby, whatever. You need to know Jim so that you have someone handling it for you right here in the county that knows all the candidates. So this is Talented People. We're going to go to our break, and then we're going to say thank you so much again for being here, Jim. And we're going to keep you all posted. Jim's going to have some events coming up over the next year or two, and he's going to be bringing in some topics. If you're a hiring manager, entrepreneur, business owner, or the like, if you're in charge of staffing in your company, you can even reach out to us here at Talented People at the Hunterdon Chamber offices to find out about those events and when, if you'd like to show up, that you can learn more about him. So, all right, we're going to our break. Thanks for listening in, and we'll be right back with Talented People.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience.
Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The sub above difference is substantial. After all, the Giant got its name for a reason. It ain't little. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
A college education, you don't have to go into debt before you even begin.
The actual price of a college education today could cost more than $200,000. Even if you don't qualify for financial need-based assistance, Premier College Funding can help you and your family cut college costs and find efficient ways to pay for college.
Call 908-788-3799 for a free consultation or visit us online at premiercollegefundingllc.com. Getting a college degree doesn't have to break the bank.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Today we're here to introduce and talk about the Santa Choice Awards and the Mariah Foundation.
The Santa Choice Awards program represents and evaluates over 23 different categories of products, from pets, family, as you expect, toys and games, all the way out to apparel, jewelry, just for men, perfect gifts. And our award program actually was designed to be a destination where anyone in the family can go to find the best gifts for Christmas. Mm-hmm. So why don't you tell about the process?
Well, it's almost like a Consumer Reports website where whoever the manufacturer will submit their product, and they will submit four samples. So two will go out to independent reviewers, and one will stay in-house for our executive review team, which we have a really amazing board of people that are all parenting, international parenting experts. So we're very excited about it. And then the other one will go to the Mariah Foundation, which is a charity, 501(c) pending organization that is going to distribute all of these products to underprivileged children and families
during the holidays and otherwise during the year. Mm-hmm. So we're asking you to take a look at this image and to look for it on the products that you buy for the holiday season.
Yeah, if you see this seal, Santa Choice award-winning seal on product, then you know that it's been tested and approved by Santa.
Can't ask for more than that.
That's good.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy with Talented People. Two of our segments are featuring the Santa Choice Award winners, and today our special author guest is Dorothea Jensen, and she has penned the book Frizzy the Sad S-A-D Elf, and you know, tell us a little bit about it. Dorothea, welcome to the show, Skyping in.
Very nice to be here.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've been writing for a long time. I do two kinds of writing. I do these elf books, which are rhyming verse and illustrated, and I also do historical fiction for older kids, for middle graders. So I'm sort of a split personality in my career, I'm afraid. I have a bachelor of arts in English from Carleton College, and I have a master's in education from the University of New Mexico. I've lived all over the United States and also in Holland and in Brazil, but now I live in New Hampshire, and I've been here for almost 25 years. So that's, I have three children who are all grown up and six grandsons.
That is so precious.
And yes.
And your book is as well. You got a review from the Santa Choice Awards that read, "This cute holiday tale is presented in a poem format that keeps readers on the edge of their seats wondering how a talented elf can find her special place in life." Tell us how, what was the inspiration of the book, and tell us a little bit about it, because it is a adorable story.
Well, I think in order to talk about it, I'm going to have to explain where the whole elf, Izzy Elf concept came from. She's actually the fourth book in the series, and but this whole thing started when I was a little girl, and my father, who was a doctor, went on a home call Christmas morning and tried to turn the Christmas tree lights on, and they fell over on top of him, which woke us up, and I thought, oh boy, we trapped Santa.
That's so cute.
But anyway, so it's been in my head for years to write a story about Santa or one of his elves trapped in the living room of some kids. So that was the first book. But then I knew that Tizzy had to have some elf colleagues. So I made up seven other elves. And Frizzy is one of those. And she is the fourth story I've written. I plan to write four more. So there'll be a story for each of the elves. That's Busy, Fizzy, Dizzy, Whizzy, Quizzy, Blizzy, Tizzy, and Frizzy are their names. So anyway, what happened when I started writing these elf stories is that the different elves took on definite characteristics as we went along, and it became clear that Frizzy had a real problem with depression, because her job was cutting and curling the Christmas doll's hair, and every Christmas when Santa would take the dolls away from her, she'd be very depressed. And we called it SAD, seasonal affection disorder, because she missed her dolly so much. So she goes to Santa, and she asks him if she can do something different. She wants to work on something that she won't get so attached to that she's sad when it leaves. And so she ends up making monster truck toys.
It's just the cutest story. And it's so funny the way that she really does want to change careers because it's so depressing. And you get this picture and the kids really relating with the story.
Yeah.
So don't give it away, but tell everybody a little bit about how sales are doing and where can they go to get your book?
Mostly it's available online through Amazon and Barnes & Noble and Book Depository.
We just want to thank you again for calling in today. Anything else you'd like to say? You have about a minute left, and we want to congratulate you again on your Santa Choice Award.
Oh, well, thank you. I just wanted to show you my frizzy doll.
pull it in a little closer to your head there so everybody can see. Frizzy.
Definitely.
And also, we should mention that the book is written in a poem. So
yes, yes,
if you want to be entertained, I love the plays on the words that you had throughout the book. Very creative.
Well, I do it. I love writing in verse, and it's very different from my historical fiction writing. I feel as if I'm sort of using all sides of my brain and very in different ways. Actually, the writing is the easiest part for me because the rhymes just pop into my head, and I write to entertain myself and my grandchildren. And my grandchildren, four of my grandchildren have now been in the Elf books. And then my daughter gave birth to twins, so now I'm going to have to write one. They're going to be in the next one.
Oh, my goodness. Congratulations. That's going to be so much fun.
Yes.
Well, keep us posted on all of your elves and your family
your
grandchildren, and I'm sure your kids as well are really lucky to have you. Such an entertaining grandmother.
Yeah, well.
The best to you. Again, congratulations on your award. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
College education, you don't have to go into debt before you even begin.
The actual price of a college education today could cost more than $200,000. Even if you don't qualify for financial need-based assistance, Premier College Funding can help you and your family cut college costs and find efficient ways to pay for college.
Call 908-788-3799 for a free consultation or visit us online at premiercollegefundingllc.com. Getting a college degree doesn't have to break the bank. College education, you don't have to go into debt before you even begin.
The actual price of a college education today could cost more than $200,000. Even if you don't qualify for financial need-based assistance, Premier College Funding can help you and your family cut college costs and find efficient ways to pay for college.
Call 908-788-3799 for a free consultation or visit us online at premiercollegefundingllc.com. Getting a college degree doesn't have to break the bank.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
The sub above difference is substantial. After all, the Giant got its name for a reason. It ain't little. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology.